Our first report takes us to the Big Apple. From relaxing in one of New York's many parks to taking a ferry from Staten Island or climbing to the top of a skyscraper for an iconic view. Here are five of the best ways to experience this eclectic city. On high, skyscrapers and an elevated railway line.
From the observation decks on the 86th and 102nd floors of the Empire State Building, you can see the famous Manhattan skyline, the Brooklyn Bridge, and the Statue of Liberty. But there's one major site that you can't see, the Empire State Building. To do that, go to the observation floor in the Rockefeller Center, where you will get the same view, but with the Empire State Building in it. The Empire State Building has 1,860 steps from street level to the top 102nd floor, but the city's newest attraction has 2,465 steps, even though it is much shorter. Vessel, by the English designer Thomas Heatherwick, is a gigantic 16-story high staircase in Hudson Yards, an exciting new urban development on Manhattan's west side. Or, to be precise, Vessel is 154 interconnecting staircases that go nowhere. It looks like nothing else on Earth, and the best way to get there is to walk along another up-high favorite, the High Line. More than 2 kilometers long, this is an aerial park created 10 years ago from an elevated section of abandoned railway line that runs up Manhattan from the Whitney Museum to Hudson Yards. In the crowd, Times Square and Grand Central Station.
Known as the city that never sleeps, New York is famous for being a maelstrom of busy people rushing from place to place. To feel that frenzy, go to Times Square. Loud, crowded, and brashly commercial, it's a place that New Yorkers avoid, but that's what the rest of us come to experience. On most days, you will find a naked cowboy in the crowds with a guitar singing for money. This being New York, he fits right in. Even busier is Grand Central Station, the world's largest train station and a cultural destination in its own right. Inspired by the design of a public bath in ancient Rome, Grand Central is at once practical, 700,000 commuters use it every day, and one of the most beautiful public buildings ever created. The ceiling of its main concourse is 36 meters above ground, so high they decided to paint a fresco of the night sky on it, complete with fiber optic stars. Sitting down, delis, diners, and secret bars.
You have to have a big appetite to get the most out of New York. To start, there are the local classics, like buying a hot dog from a street vendor, breakfasting in an old-fashioned diner, and going to a Jewish delicatessen for a pastrami on rye sandwich, or bagel with cream cheese and lox. But being in New York is also about having probably the best variety of international cuisines you can find on the planet. It's a city of immigrants, and the food, whether it's from Afghanistan, Italy, or Yemen, is generally authentic. The current trend in New York is speakeasies, secret bars inspired by the Prohibition era. One or two are genuine vestiges of the past, like the Back Room, where gangsters such as Lucky Luciano and Bugsy Siegel drank in the 1920s. Like those, their modern equivalents have a hidden entrance. Choose the right washing machine in Brooklyn's Sunshine Laundromat, and its door will lead you through to a secret bar and pinball arcade. The way into Please Don't Tell is via a phone booth next to a hot dog stand in the East Village. And those are just a few that everyone knows about. From the water, Staten Island Ferry and Brooklyn Bridge.
Every day, some 70,000 passengers, most of them New Yorkers, take the ferry from Staten Island to work in Manhattan. The commute lasts about 25 minutes, offering fresh air and a brilliant view of Lower Manhattan. The journey takes them past Ellis Island and the Statue of Liberty, which is a pretty good way to start your day. Moreover, the ferry is free, meaning that it is a great way for a visitor to see the Statue of Liberty and get a sense of the sight that greeted millions of immigrants as they arrived by boat in the New York harbour. For the cost of a metro ticket, you can take another ferry from Manhattan across to Brooklyn. This boat, the East River Ferry, gives you a view of the other side of Manhattan and passes under the iconic Brooklyn Bridge. Or you can get the same view by simply crossing the bridge on foot. New Yorkers say that walking the Brooklyn Bridge's 2 kilometers of wood-planked pedestrian path is one of the most romantic experiences the city has to offer. On the grass, Central Park and Brooklyn Parks.
In the heart of New York is an oasis of calm, Central Park. Covering 6% of Manhattan's land area, it's big enough to get lost in, and for the sounds of the city to disappear. It has lakes, woods, waterfalls, secret hideaways, and above all, New Yorkers, doing everything from picnicking to playing chess to performing Shakespeare plays. In winter, you can go ice skating, and in summer, you can go boating. Could any city park offer more? Well, maybe. Plenty of Manhattanites cross to Brooklyn at the weekend because two of its parks, the massive Prospect Park and the waterside East River State Park, host an explosion of culinary innovation called Smorgasburg. Brooklyn is the original home of the hipsters, so Smorgasburg's 100 local food vendors take takeaway to another level. At the simplest level, we're talking ramen burgers served with Parmesan truffle fries. At the more exotic end, it's words like kimchi, Korean, shamoyada, Mexican, and mofongo, Puerto Rican. After all that, you'll probably need to lie down on the grass for a while.